Blog Talk Radio.
I've been practicing my whole life to live my life is to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every black male did. I don't know. Yes, I am going to say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under.
Hello, 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 and hello again. How you guys doing? Listen, I see y'all on here. I appreciate that. Y'all be supporting me crazy. Like, I mean, every time one of my supporters come on, you guys are like, yeah, I mean, y'all out of control. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is Sandra DeSandra with this Blog Radio Talk Show. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, welcome again. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I want to thank Cassia, Crystal, people I didn't even know. You guys are amazing. You supported this young man. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that is so sweet. Two of you guys shared it, and I was floored. I really appreciate it. Do you understand me? So listen, guys, he's on. We're going to talk to him in just a second. But before we do that, I just wanted to be very clear. If you want to ask a question, you can. Okay, just let me know, and you know how to do it because I can see it from my board. And if you just want to listen to the conversation, that'd be great as well. Okay, but you can ask a question. Just give me some time to get into the interview, get some answers so you guys can hear about these young adults. You know, sometimes why they, you know, the music, just everything. Because I got so many amazing questions to maybe you guys can have some answers to. You understand? So thank you for joining me, and I really appreciate you guys, okay? So we're going to get into it right now, okay? We're going to talk to, and the funny thing about a guy, he got to pronounce that name. Pablo? I don't know. We're going to do it right now. Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. It's just the usual, you know, with the corona out here.
I know, right? Thank you for coming on the St. Joseph's Blog Radio Talk Show. I really appreciate it. Thank you, darling. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you. So, listen, I got something to tell you. Would you, not pronounce that name you got on there first. Is it Pablo?
Well, you know, Pablo is just a Facebook name. You know, when I make my music, I go by Lord Reek.
Okay, and I've seen that, but I'm not a great pronouncer, but I like Pablo. That's like, did you get that like from the you know, from a Puerto Rican name, or did you know, that's where you got that from?
Yeah, from I got it from. I can kind of say I got it from Pablo Escobar, and it's not even in a negative way. It's more, you know, out of the positivity he did. I want to give the positivity that he gave, because even though some people were negative, they still gave back to their people.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad, because like one of the things I had posted one of your songs way back. So anybody that's on here that runs in my age group or even younger than that or, you know, whatever the situation is, I think this is going to be an amazing interview so you guys can, you know, can get in their heads and understand a lot of why, you know, they sing what they sing and things of that nature. What I don't like is when they're criticizing, not understanding their story. So I'm hoping that he can give y'all some insight on that today. You understand, for anybody that's judgmental like that, that's the words that I'm going to use. Okay, so with that being said, can you tell us where you originally came from?
Oh, I'm originally born. If you want to say born, I was born in Mount Pleasant. But me growing up, I was raised on Ashley Phosphate mostly. So, you know, all I know is Ashley Phosphate. And that's all I really know.
Okay, and you never been out of Charleston, South Carolina?
I've been to Anderson, Greenville, and I've been to Florida one time. I used to run track as a kid. I got bad asthma and allergies, but I actually still ran track. I actually ran at Disney.
Oh, wow. You mean against other people?
Yeah, I was racing against other people, actually.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, one of my other friends just joined me. Hey, darling, I see your number. Thank you for supporting the show, and I really appreciate this, guys. This is amazing. This is amazing. Okay, so, and like I said, if anybody want to ask a question, you can. Just give me a little bit of time to get into the interview. And once we get into the interview, if you want to ask a question, please do. Once again, if you want to just listen, please do. No worries. I had somebody listen to a two-hour interview yesterday. So if you guys want to do that and just listen, that's fine. So listen, let's get into it. One of the things I wanted to ask you first is about the virus. I want to know what are your views on the virus. I want to know what you think about it. I want to know what are you doing to be. So I want to know, do you have any advice for the young kids or the older people like us, just any or everybody? Can you please answer those questions for me?
Oh yeah, that's an easy one right there. Of course, with this virus. Yeah. Of course, with this virus, me personally. We got to all know where the virus came from. And, yeah, it came from China, but at the same time, you know, this virus didn't just come out of anywhere. This, you know, no virus just comes out of anywhere. They've been testing this for a while, probably trying to figure out something else or a cure maybe even, but at the same time, it just didn't go the way they thought, you know. Me personally, I feel like it's in the flu shots. I haven't took a flu shot in a while. I feel like the flu shot is actually, you know, a big part of that. You got to think, you know, when you get the flu shot, you get the flu. They're putting the flu in you. And even for the fact of them to use, you know, vaccines on monkeys and then just to put it on us, how do you think it will work out?
Interesting. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking, son.
You know, but there's, like, me, I live my life regularly. I haven't really let it bother me because of the simple fact, like, people wearing masks, you know, so on and so forth, and I understand it. I understand the gloves, but at the same time, people putting on gloves and using the same gloves throughout hours, you know, and throughout minutes, and you still passing it to other people while you keeping yourself protected, so you're still hurting other people. And really, if anything, that's what the virus is made for, to be spread. That's my opinion. Ooh. You know, it was made to be spread and bring down the number of people. It's too much people out here. They can't work with so much people. It's not that much money that they can give away.
Wow. So your advice is what? Let's get to that part. Your advice is what? That's amazing coming out of somebody's mind. You're 20 years old, am I right?
22.
Okay, 22. Okay, and that's just such a, you know, so amazing. And for me, you know, that's one of the things I think that a lot of adults don't do is listen to the kids. And I know some adults definitely do, but I think that if they listen more, they will learn much more about you. One of the most beautiful women in the world that's in my life came on. Her name is Demi Moore. She's an amazing actress. She's on here right now. She's a celebrity here in Charleston. I love her so much. Shout out to Demi Moore, Mr. Christopher. Shout out to the both of them. They support me crazy. And I got to tell you something. I'm just fooled with them, too. I don't know what to do with them, too. But thank you for joining us. With this young man. Yeah, they on. Yeah, they're on. So, listen, let's get into it. One of the things that I definitely wanted to talk about was this. You had a song, a couple of songs that I had put up. And there was another person, and they inboxed me and asked me why would I put something up like that. Actually, you wouldn't say anything, you know, too bad. In my mind, and the way that I look at things is I try really hard, almost 100% if I can, not judge another person, whether they be 5, 21, or whatever, age 50, 60, 40, whatever, because I don't know that anyone has the right to judge another. Now, the reason why I am telling you this is because your story can help a whole lot of people and educate some of the older people as well. You know what I'm saying? So when you do rap those lyrics, and the lyrics, you know, they are really kind of hard lyrics, if you would. I understood where you was coming from. So can you help all of us on here, or anybody on here that may or may not understand, when you rap the lyrics the way that you do, why? And maybe that can help people understand a little bit.
Oh, I can explain that easy, Miss Sandra. Okay. See.
All right.
I was given a good life. I was good. I was a good kid. In a way, I was a good kid. I didn't go out there, you know, causing trouble. I didn't go out there, you know, doing too much of bad things. You know, I feel like everybody's had this point in time where they, spray painted on the wall, you know, or, you know, probably took the little window things, you know, with the little metal things and build something like that. You know, just something.
Yeah.
But I was always spoiled, to be honest. Around the age of 11, I was around the wrong people and got caught up in the hands of one is the hands of all. And it kind of turned my life around from there. It put me in a state to where, you know, that was 11 years ago, and I'm still kind of dealing with the government. You know, they're still trying to hold me. I feel like, if anything, they're holding me down, you know. Now, my music is what I've seen. What I've, you know, been around, you know, I've seen a lot of things. I have family that's, you know, on drugs, you know, hard drugs. You know, I got family that's on hard drugs. I got family, you know, just smoke. You know, I got family who do a lot of things, and I've seen all these things. You know, I've been with them sometimes to see it up close and personal, you know, and they don't hide it from me. So with that being said, I want other people to understand that everybody, you know, goes through something. Everybody has something going on, no matter how good their life was. You know, it ain't good all the way through. Life ain't good all the way through. And that's all I'm explaining in my song. But at the same time, I'm also letting them know that it can be good if you make it. You know, it's not always bad either. You know, it's like a yin and yang, and you got to keep it equal.
You're right. So let me ask you something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you can go ahead.
But what I wanted to ask is this. I've noticed that you said, you know, you seem bad in your family, and I get that. Is there anybody in your era of your family that you see good?
Of course. My grandmother's always supported me. My siblings, of course. I got two brothers, one sister. My father is a very good role model for me. He helps me when he can. You know, otherwise that, my aunt, you know, I got a few people, but I feel like this is something else everybody deals with. You know, family gets cut short the older you get, you know, you start to see how people can use and abuse and, you know, other things, and you just want to get away.
Right. So let me ask you this. Now, I've listened to your music, and I, you know, just as I said earlier, I did. And I heard it, and I actually understood it, and I liked it. And that wasn't the first time I heard your music. I heard your music way before that. I've even put it on Facebook a couple of times. Now, there was a few times that some people had hit it, and maybe the people that didn't hit it, which I'm not really big on, you get 1,000 likes and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm more big on listening and knowing what the person is doing. Now, I'll hit a like or love because I want them to know, especially if I know them, what they are doing. So if I take something of yours and I put it up there, that's because I really dig your stuff or dig who you are or dig what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really big on the 1,000 people got to, you know, like my life. I'm just more big on whoever I really care about. Like it and understand it, that makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? That just comes from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just comes from me putting your putting it up there. What I also adored, which he didn't even understand, if I put something up there, which I did, and a gentleman inboxed me and he claimed he didn't like it, to me, that's a plus for you because he listened anyway. You get up, do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like someone that don't like it, like they gave you a like anyway by listening to it. That's the way I see it. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the way I see it. You know, you don't like it, but you like it. You like to listen to it, huh?
Especially if you listened all the way through.
Exactly. So, with that being said, I don't really have a problem with, the youngins, you're 22 kids, your age 21, expressing themselves whichever way they like to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't condone domestic violence when one is bragging about that. I have a problem with that. But when one
mm-hmm.
is, and I guess you can call it judging if you want to, but when one is, as yourself, is just expressing you and what you want and what you know. Now, let me ask you this. Has anybody besides me, because I heard yourself way back when. So is there anybody besides me that heard yourself that liked it besides me? Can you tell me about that?
Oh, I got a few people. I got a few people. I got a photographer. Matter of fact, he's a video shooter and a photographer. He wants to make a music video bad with me. Every song I make, it goes straight to him. He's the first to hit every time.
Ooh.
So, like, yeah, he loves it. Of course, my brothers rap, and one of my brothers rap, and one of my brothers make beats. So we kind of doing our thing, trying to make things, come together, and make our own little business out of this,
Mm-hmm. So, I'm understanding that, about the, you said you want to make your own business and stuff like that. Now, do you write your own music?
Well, I love my own music just for the simple fact I'm not as geeky as – I love my music. I'm not as geeky as, the Charleston people. I'm from Charleston. But at the same time, I got a very distinct difference from them. They all are the same to me. At the end of the day, and it's not like, it's a bad thing. I like JV and, I can't even name many because, I don't listen to them, but I like them. I mean, if I hit a song, I'll listen to them. But, I know with the way I rap, I can do what they do. I can rap about the violence they rap about and still put in a story and make you listen and be like, wow, he just told me a movie. Would you rather have a movie for free on YouTube or would you rather hear about this person who's just kicking doors and shooting people and probably not even doing it, not even saying that it's cool to do it or not, but,
Right.
To tell lies in it is just worse. I try to keep my stuff as truthful as possible.
Right. Do you write your own music? That's what I was trying to say. Like, do you write anything that you
write
say?
My own music. Oh, my.
You gave me some other good information too. Go ahead. Tell me about the writing.
Well, everything is written for me. I mean, I can freestyle too, but my brother is the freestyler. I'm the writer. I'm more of a, I got to sit, hear the beat. I like to write to my stuff, and that's why I feel like that's another reason why, might not. I mean, Charleston rappers probably write their stuff, too. But I compare me to Charleston rappers and how even if we writing, if they writing and I'm writing, then I got to be writing better.
Ooh. Wow. So let me ask you this. Now, you're an extremely interesting person, and I love interviewing, anyone in your age group. And the thing about it is, on your picture, I went inside and watched and looked at all your pictures, and I said, okay, well, I gotta find one that don't got the finger and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through, which is fine. I'm not judging you. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm okay. But I understand, what kids are doing today, the ages, all the fun they're having, and all the things that they're doing. And one of the greatest things I know about you is you never harm people. You don't go around harming people because I know you're a very nice person. So I do appreciate about you. But I did see that picture, the one that I put on Facebook, which you're looking up. And the question I wanted to ask you is, when you were looking up, I know the picture of people, or take a picture the way you know, you prefer for them to take the, okay, well, I'm looking up and take the picture as I'm doing that. But let me ask you something. Was you thinking at that time, like, for real? Like, was you thinking about something when you was looking up? Because I find that picture to be so visual. It was almost as if you were, you know, creating, thinking or something like that. Am I wrong, or did you just take the picture like that?
Oh, no, you're not wrong at all. To be honest, I was thinking, and I took the picture because I felt like I could see myself. I was looking forward, but I felt like I was looking at myself, and I felt like I was looking at myself in the future because I already know what is coming in time, you know? Ooh. I already know that I have great talent, and this talent is too good for anybody to not, I ain't gonna say it like I'm just, oh my, but you know, anybody to really just let bypass. You know, I feel like if Jay-Z was the listening mind compared to anybody else's, you know, in this area, I would have to win. And all my music is off the phone. I don't go to the studio. I've never been in the studio one time.
Wow. That's impressive. That is very impressive. So I noticed that you mentioned Jay-Z name a lot. And apparently he's one of your, did anybody say you look like him a little bit? Have you ever heard that
Jay-Z?
Before?
People tell me that all the time. When I was a kid, I really looked like him.
you look like him a little bit. But anyway, is he one of your favorite, or he is your favorite? Because I noticed you mentioned him a lot.
Okay, now, Jay-Z is not my favorite. He is actually my worst. I would never listen to a Jay-Z song.
Really?
Not really. I mean, the only thing I liked from Jay-Z was that what was it? It was the one where he just had his daughter Blue. That was probably like 2 years ago, 3 years ago he dropped that. And my rappers are Kendrick and J. Cole. If you want to talk about an old school, then the farthest I'm going is Biggie. And if I represent this rap for anybody, it's going to be for Biggie. Biggie was, you know, very much a god. With the new song I had, actually, that was shared, that actually, it has Biggie and Tupac. But Biggie, the song is called Gods because it's called Goatedness. And they were the goats of that. You know, they were actually the greatest of all time of hip-hop. If they were still alive, I feel like Lil Wayne wouldn't have made it. You know, certain people wouldn't be here if they were still here.
Interesting. So let me ask you this part. You said Jay-Z, and then when I actually said, no, he's actually my worst. That really shocked me. Because for me, you know, and usually in my interviews when someone says something, it be like, wow, you know, because that was a wow for me just now. Usually when I call someone name a lot, I adore them, you know. So when you was calling Jay-Z's name, you know, I was like, wow. Like every interview I had, I talk about Mr. and Mrs. Johnson because I adore them. They're like my number one favorite couple, period. And so that's what I thought when you take that. I said, wow. But let me ask you this. Jay-Z's business mind is amazing. You understand me? This man is a business.
Oh, yeah, that's why I say his name.
Talk about that. Talk about it.
You get what I'm saying? If he was to come to me and listen to it between me and these chosen rappers, he would know this is talent. That's why I say it, because
exactly.
He knows where the money is.
He got it.
That's the
only
reason. J. Cole and Kendrick, you know, they'll look by me like we already kind of established. They ain't know like that. They ain't trying to gather people like that. But Jay-Z will look and be like, okay, you got some fire right there. I need you.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I was trying to get to, because I was like, I wonder if when he kept saying Jay-Z, was that a business thing for him, you know, on a business mind, which is great because, I mean, if – I respect Jay-Z and Beyonce to the fullest for that. I mean, billionaires, which I'm sure we got more black billionaires, but at the same time, you know, cause, what they were saying that he was the first. But it's just amazing to see black people, you know, be billionaires. So when you had called this name, I said, that's great, you know, because I was thinking that's along exactly what you were thinking. We got what? Megan, Rihanna, J. Cole and more, Mill Meek. You know how many people he got under him? He's smart, kid. He knows, you know. So with that being said, this is the way I look at stuff. I look at it as fate. I always feel that, you know, fate, when it's a person's time, is their time. You believe in God, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So when you do get your fame and your fortune, let me ask you this. Is it all about the money for you, or is about, you know, you got to tell me what it's about. And even if it's the money, you can tell me about that, too. What is it really all about for you?
I'm going to be honest. Like,
please.
It's not even about the fame or the fortune, really. It consists of it, but at the same time, I do it. I like rapping. I love rapping. And I do it for the simple fact that my father was a rapper, and I feel like he didn't make it the way he wanted to. And he always told me when I was little. He always used to tell me when I was little, to all of us, he was like, all my brothers and stuff, y'all gonna make it for me. I ain't really worried about it. If I don't make it, y'all gonna make it.
Right.
So he passed that on to me, you know. It was given to me as soon as I was born. I was always around him in his lap. Most of the time, that's what I was told all my life, you know. I look just like him, act just like him. So I got to keep the reputation going.
That's good. But at the same time, can I ask you something? Do you want to get rich from it, you know?
I just want money. You know, I don't want money the way I'm rich, you know, because it's not about being rich. Money don't make you happy. That's the honest fact, you know? I'm more about, you know, I always never was really known, and, you know, I never really had a problem with that. But I just want to, I do it because I want my family to be straight. I want to be able to get a house and, you know, have both my grandmothers, if they want to sleep there, they can sleep there. They can have their whole, like, I want a mansion where half of the house is family, you know, and y'all all got, like, family just all got rooms, you know, and they can go there anytime, you know. It's a pool in the back. I just want people to be straight. And I even want to be able to give to the community, you know, and stop the things from happening. I would really want to be a role model like Nip. Stop the police killings and everything, the gang banging and everything, because, you know, some of the stuff out here mainly ain't even real, and the cops ain't real, so everything is just really bad right now. But I'm more about, I ain't really stressing the money, and I ain't really, you know, stressing the fame. I just want to be, I'm fine with being known and having just enough.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? It's amazing that you said that, too, because it was one point in time back when I, you know, back days ago, I never cared about money. Honestly, I didn't. That's why I did so much for so many people. I really didn't care. And I never looked at it as I waste 10 long years, because I started in 2007, so I think that's a little long, about 13 years. And I've made money off it, you know, but I don't have mansions or never had a house off it, you know, anything like that, because I just wanted to give back. Guess what? I still want to give back, son, and I still want to continue to give back, but I do want to be comfortable at the same time. So that's going to make me work harder, because of me being so much older, you know, I want to get rich and give back for sure, and take the people along that looked out for me or and things of that nature, or if it was vice versa, whatever. But I've got to be honest. I'm definitely looking to make money this time, you know. And I got great plans, so I can't wait till this thing get over with, so I can get out there and get everything back straight and get everything on, you know, on accordingly, so I can make money to help people off of it this time, you know. So, you rarely hear somebody your age say that they, you know, about not caring about the money like that, just wanting to get enough to help and have your grandmothers and everybody come in and things like that. So. That's an amazing thing, you know, to say. And you know what? I got to tell you something. People look at your picture, and, you know, and they'll say, oh, my God, I know he's just terrible. Honestly, that's what a lot of people do. I know a lot of people that wouldn't do it, and they just assume because you got dragged, and you're one of the nicest young kids, you know, one of the nicest youngins that I've ever known of. One of the nicest. And I think that's why people need to really – if you're not judgmental, then you will not look at a person just because they got dreads and be like, he's a killer, you know, he's a this, he's a that. Just the other day, I went into the store, let me give you a story, and someone had their hair just like yours, me and a lady, a Caucasian lady, was in the store. It was the food line over here by Walmart. I'm going to put y'all out. I'm going to let you put food line out. It wasn't the people in the food line that owned food line, but it was the other people that was in it. Well, you know, you got to stand 6 feet behind somebody. So a young man came in and had the dress like you and everything. And me and a white lady was walking, so both of us was getting ready to go to, you know, but you still got to stand 6 feet behind. She's going to tell me, go ahead, so I don't have to be by the guy. And I looked at her, and I didn't understand until I really understood what she said. She was trying to tell me, like, for me to go first so he can go before after me so she could stand behind him because she was, I guess she claimed she was scared. And I really, honestly, son, it hurt my heart. It really hurt my heart because what she didn't know was that particular day my leg was hurting really bad. And when I went to walk, I almost kind of fell, and a little fella helped me.
Wow.
You know, yeah, he helped me. He grabbed my hand and said, ma'am, you okay? And I said, yeah, my leg is not doing well. You know, and it wasn't doing well. And even though we got this disease, I didn't even think it. When he helped me, I just let him help me because I was about to fall and break my neck. But I'm glad that he's seen that. And I hope that was a lesson learned for her. You know, just because a person looks a type of way, that doesn't mean the worst people wear the greatest clothes. Do they not know that? You understand what I'm saying? Look at Trump. Come on, people. The worst people wear the greatest clothes. Are you kidding me right now? You know, they get all dressed up just to cover up. Dressed up to cover up. That's a rap right there. You should take it and use that, sir. Dressed up to cover up. Listen, if there's anybody here that want to ask a person, I know, right? Dressed up to cover up. So listen, here's my thing. I've interviewed so many young kids, way younger than you, way younger than you. And I'm talking live, like on YouTube, you can go see it. It's really nice. And I love getting into you guys' minds because people do not understand where you guys are coming from. A lot of y'all coming from hurt and pain. A lot of y'all coming from hurt, pain. It's a whole lot of joy, not enough joy, too much joy. Not to mention the fact that y'all have to deal with all the craziness going on out here. How do you handle that? You know, at 22 years old, you're still alive and all that great stuff. Do you just disconnect yourself from people that's doing, you know, the shooting and the killing? Is that what you do? You disconnect yourself from that?
Pretty much. I mean, and it's kind of crazy because really all the shooting that's happening out here, it's really just the people wanting, you know, certain people want a certain lifestyle, you know. I don't really live that lifestyle. I don't do but so much. I won't say, at this age or, you know, from 17 to this age, I won't say, I was an angel then, you know, but I wasn't out here, you know, just shooting people for, you know, simple things and stuff like that. I done been, you know, at a store and, you know, a person pull up on, or just walk up on me and, you know, they got a gun on them. But at the same time, you know, I've always been the type to, you know, sad to say, I don't want to say because nobody should really stand their ground in a situation, but I'm always the type to stand my ground. And with the way I am, I'm a nice guy. Don't get it wrong. Of course, I'm a nice kid. I don't really bother people. I don't go out here acting, you know, crazy. But at the same time, people know I will act crazy. regardless
you need
of what's
to,
going
yeah,
on.
You got to protect yourself.
Yeah, I got a kid. My hands will become more than your gun. You know, if you let me get close enough, I might do you. So
you got a daughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of stay away. I stay away, but at the same time, I don't have to because at the same time, people know how far I'll go.
Right.
You know,
right?
And I'm not really with the foolishness. They know that.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. But you know, for me, I understand that. And I'm older, so I ignore a lot. Like for instance, if somebody says something, I don't entertain it. I really don't because I'm too old. You know, to argue with somebody and go back and forth with anybody. But there comes, if there ever came a time where a person tried to hit me, I'm going to defend myself without a doubt. That's going to be, so I understand where you're coming from. So if you're doing it that way, I get it. you know, you got to protect yourself. You may not do a lot of this because you guys are young. So if somebody says something, you're going to say something back. I'm not sure that you would do that or whatever. But for me, I wouldn't even go that far because I don't entertain, you know, he say, she say, and you better move or whatever. You know, nonsense
like
that.
No, I don't
do that.
Yeah.
I don't entertain that. Exactly. But exactly, son. So if you was to, you know, physical, then I definitely, you know, I understand, you know, anybody that, you know, would have to physically, you know, defend themselves if you would. And the reason why I'm doing all this talking and bringing all this stuff out of you is because I'm really, really, there's a lot of people here. I'm really trying to get older people, not saying all of them are like that, to understand. You got a lot of people that understand the young generation and, you know, what they're doing. But I got to be honest with you. Mostly everyone I talk to, that's 65% of people that I know have looked at the kids and, oh, my God, they're terrible. And, did it, you know, and I think that they have to understand the problem started with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you raise your kid the best that you could, and once your kid get a certain age and, you know, they make a turn, then you did the best that you could. But at the same time, you know, as your child is growing up, it's your responsibility to do the best you can to make them, you know, come out here and be productive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I don't like when someone just all of a sudden, just because of the way a person looks, to judge them. That I don't agree with, and that I don't tolerate. You know, I don't entertain that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've dealt with that, you know, from one of the worst people I feel I could deal with it from, sad to say,
right.
You know.
Right,
I love
right.
this lady to the ends of earth, but, you know, my mother has, you know, done that, you know, from time to time. I feel as though, you know, me growing up, you know, and our father got divorced, things kind of changed. I felt like, you know, from the fact that people seeing my father in me, you know, I feel like I got turned on in certain ways. And, you know, that kind of left me in a spot. Like, from, I'll say, really, I'm 22. For about four years, I really haven't had, I can't ask my, not like I need support like that, but I can't ask my, you know, parents for nothing, you know, not nothing like that. Like, I can't ask to spend a night, you know, I can't do nothing like that, you know, I can't do that. I can't even sit with my mom and talk to her for too long, you know, because it'll
wow.
be something about, you know, you need to do this or you need to do that. And, you know, she don't even know how I'm living. She don't know. I'm happy, you know, I've been outside and my mom's done put me in the snow, you know, I'm in the back porch in the snow, just had, you know,
wow.
a miscarriage, and I'm outside in the back of the snow. My girlfriend got sent off, but at the same time, you know, everybody has a different way of approaching things, and she didn't feel the pain that I felt, you know, because it was mine, you know, and at the same time, I just had to understand that some things you just got to let go, you know, and some people you just can't interact with too much, you know. The only people I really talk to is my siblings, my grandmothers, and my father.
Right. Well, you know, and thank you for sharing with that. You honestly didn't have to talk about that, but I know you seem like you wanted to get it out, son, so I'll let you go. But you know what? I'm not going to take up.
I tell the truth.
Yeah, you do, and you're right. But you know what? I can't excuse any adult, okay? I'm going to say it like that. For when a child is a baby until they're 18, I can't excuse behavior of them not installing the best kin in their child. So I'm not going to even have a conversation about your mama, but I'm talking about any adult, you know, needs to be responsible for their child until they hit 18. And once they hit 18, if you've done the best that you can and as a parent, then that's all you can do. And that's basically what I'm trying to say. You know, a lot of these kids are growing up. I've seen where mothers be in stores and you've got 4-year-old, 3-year-old kids, and they will actually literally fight another woman. They on the floor, Walmart, Family Dollars, just fighting like dogs when the kids are standing there crying their heart out. And that breaks my heart when I see terrible things like that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, when it comes to anybody, kids, I love anybody, kid. I don't care who kid it is. And if there's anything that I can do for a child and I'm standing there, I'm going to do it. I done lived 60 years. If I have to give up my life for another child to live, I will do it. You understand? Because I don't like to see kids.
I can have a dollar.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can have a dollar, and the kid could ask for a dollar. You can get that dollar.
Right. So listen, I gotta tell you, you're amazing. You are amazing. So listen, let me ask you this: what with the industry? And the reason why we can't go but so far with it because of the fact that you just started out, am I right?
Yeah, I just started. I've been rapping for a while, but, you know, with me learning that I can make music on a phone, you know, I just started making music on a phone since probably about, you know, 2018, but, you know, I didn't even really start releasing stuff until about 2019.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're an incredible rapper, and let me tell you what I think. I can be wrong, but for what I see, I think you're going to make it for sure. And I just think I know you're going to make it for sure. You're rapping. Your voice is very nice. What you're saying, I love the words that you say. I love the way that you express yourself. And of course, in some of your lyrics, you're cursing and stuff like that. But I get past that. I go in between that because I want to hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Whether I know your story or not, I still want to hear what you're saying. And each song is different. And if anyone pays attention to what you're saying and get past, you know, the language, they would really see a deep little brother. You know what I'm saying? They got a whole lot to talk about.
It ain't always, most of the time I don't have much language. It might be a little few, but I'm not like just throughout the whole song. I was always a vocabulary person. Matter of fact, when my father started me, he told me I can curse in my rap. But I was the type of person that never felt comfortable with that. So really, me starting off writing, I never cursed. I used to just write and everything could go on the radio. If I wrote something, it can go straight on the radio. I could have 6 songs on the radio. But at this point, growing up, you know, I guess my mind just can't do that no more. I ain't gonna say it can't, but you know, I just haven't been able to get that back. You know, that was the innocent me. I'm still innocent, but if you get what I'm saying, like, with how I was putting things together then, I wasn't going through what I was going through then. Now is a different time, and I'm seeing different things. So, you know, certain words have to be used to explain the expression of it.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you something. I already know a lot, but I learned even more and more and more and more about you. And I think you're going to be one of the most productive young men out here. You're 22 years old. You got a kid. You're not in jail. You're not hurting people. You know, you're trying to get your rap career going. And I think, and for me, not to think, those are very good things to have in your life right now. You know, you're not in drama. And all kind of nonsense, and I think that it's just wonderful. I really do. I got to tell you, I enjoyed this interview. I really did because I've learned so much. What can you give out your information in regards to? Do you have an email or something, your media, social media that you want to give out to people just in case someone wants to call you for another interview? Is this your very first blog radio talk show interview or your very first interview ever?
Oh, yeah, this is my first interview.
Well, you know what? You have been on a radio station with the biggest stars in Charleston, South Carolina. You have been on a radio station with Kevin Hart, Rakim. I had so many of the celebrities on here, along with Charleston celebrities. So if this is your first interview, then you've been on the blog radio talk show with amazing celebrities, let me tell you. So congratulations to you for that, son.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Listen, give your information. So, you know, I promote your music a lot. I put it on Facebook a lot, and I'm going to actually promote it more. So give your information if you'd like. You know, it's up to you to where people can give you a call. Somebody want to do a photo shoot. Somebody might want to, you know, put up for your song. Somebody might want to be a manager. I don't know. So if you got your media information, put that out there for us, please.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. You can find me on Facebook at SipTunesENT, or you can type in Lord Reek, and then for music, YouTube, type in SipTunesENT, and that's pretty much it. I ain't really with the Twitter yet and all that. I'd rather wait.
I don't do Twitter either. I have a Twitter account, but I don't do Twitter. And I definitely don't do IG. I think IG is more for the youngins, even though I know a lot of older people are on it, which is great. I mean, it's to each his own for me. You know what I'm saying? It is to each his own for me. So listen, what would you like to leave us with in regards to yourself? Well, you know, if there's something that I didn't ask that you want to talk about or you want to say, please do. And what would you like to leave us with?
I'll say the last thing, I really like for everybody to really listen to that last song you shared, that God, Go To This. That's a very good song. Everybody likes that. And it's another one on YouTube called Two Times.
Okay, well, I've listened to it. I heard it, and I love it. And I really can't wait to see you blossom and get big and all that good stuff. So this is what I like to do. So did you enjoy yourself? Did you enjoy your interview?
Oh, yeah, I love this. I love this interview. I love this blog show right
here. Oh, thank you. That is so sweet. Thank you so much. So listen, what I want to do is I'm going to interview you. I would love to interview you live. How about that?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay. Wonderful. And there's something else I would like to do for you, son, before we get off here, because I think that all you can get all the support you can get. I would like for you, and we won't make this a long drawn-out thing, because there's a lot of people on here, and some people, I don't know who they are, because these are little strange numbers that could be some of your friends, I'm not sure, but I just don't want to just go and put somebody on, you know, and don't know them. So this is what I want to do. This is I love her, like, to the core. Every freaking, you know, show I do, she's on and she supports me, and I want you to say hello to a celebrity here in Charleston, South Carolina. She do movies. She's a star in my movie. She's done so much to us, ridiculous. She has a freaking show that she's in, a series that she's in. Her husband is amazing. They are like my favorite couple. My number one favorite couple. I'm trying to tell you. I tell anybody that. So I'm like, would you like to tell her hello?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay. Okay, her name is Miss Demene Johnson. Hi, Demene Johnson. Hey, baby.
Hey, how are y'all?
You doing? Hi.
I'm good.
My girl, this is my girl. I love her so much. Oh, my God. This is my girl. Oh, my God. Hi, girl. I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I get excited when I hear her voice. She is so sweet. I'm going to be quiet. I just want him to get a chance to tell a celebrity hello. That's all. I'm going to shut up. Okay, guys.
Hey, y'all have a good – that was a good interview. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Hey, excuse me, brother. How you doing? This is Mr. Johnson.
That's my other favorite one. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
Roger that. I didn't hear the whole interview, brother, but – how long have you been in hip-hop?
I mean, I've been doing this since a kid. I always been doing this. Just more as in I just got, you know, recording. And as I say, it's on the phone. So I just started recording.
Roger that. Who was your inspiration? What got you there?
My biggest inspiration, my father, J. Cole, and Kendrick. As a kid, I'd say Biggie was the biggest of all.
Roger that. I feel that. Well, young man, I pray that God is with you in everything that you do. I know he will. I know he's going to prosper your life. He's going to send you to places that you've never been. Get ready, brother, because you're about to take off. So God bless
you. Thank you.
I'm glad I'm in the midst of a superstar. Keep your head up, brother.
Thank you a lot for that.
Oh, that's me from a big celebrity here in Charleston. He's the star of my movie. That's Mr. Johnson's husband. And I cannot believe they came on here to talk to you. And it's so beautiful. And other, you guys, please don't get offended. But I just got to tell you, I love these two right here. They're my favorite couple in the whole world. Thank y'all so much. You know what, guys? You helped this kid. You understand me? You were adults. Just come on here and talk to him and say what y'all said. Listen. He's about to blast off. I'm going to be right there. I would be right there to watch you. So listen, I had to put you guys on. I didn't even know Mr. Johnson was available. But thank y'all so freaking much. And everybody else that's on here, we're going to go ahead and end this interview. But I hope we all gave you something to let you know that us as adults, we don't judge. We're the non-judging ones, okay?
All right.
Yes. Listen, no, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, thank you so much, son. You guys, take care of yourselves, okay? Let's all be safe with this freaking disease they got or whatever they got going on out here. You understand? Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, I'm going to go ahead and end this, and I'm going to leave you all with me. Pablo, you go ahead and you take care of yourself, son. Thank you so much for coming on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cindy, the Cindy Wilson's Vlog Radio Talk Show. You guys have a good night, and I love all of y'all. All right?